Music to make you move here on Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. Speaking of an Australian that absolutely knows how to rock, dance, and riot, it is Kylie Minogue. We heard her song Boombox. That's the title track from Kylie Minogue's Remix and Rarities album, Boombox. In the middle, it is music from Alison Goldfrapp. Now, Alison Goldfrapp, of course, is the namesake and one half of the British UK dance group Goldfrapp. She released her debut solo album just last year. The new album is called The Love Invention. And if you are a loyal listener here on Girly So Groovy, you know that not only am I addicted to Goldfrapp, I absolutely loved this solo album from Alison Goldfrapp. Often when a musician goes off to chart their course as a solo artist, it seems like they put a little way too much thought into the album, try to be a little way too serious and make this kind of like artist statement masterpiece. Alison Goldfrapp threw all of those rules out the window and said, I'm going to just simply make a new millennium disco album. And it is such fun dance music. She's offered her fans a chance to just dance their cares away with some of the most direct pop dance and disco of her career, and it has just been a thrill getting to feature it here on the program. We heard the song So Hard, So Hot from Alison Goldfrapp, and then kicking off the set, it is UK dance diva Jessie Ware. Her latest album is called That Feels Good. We heard the opening track and title track, That Feels Good, from Jessie Ware. Lots more music to get to in the second hour here on Girly So Groovy. We're going to be shifting gears a bit into a bit more of an indie rock kind of scene. But in the next 30 minutes, we are going to continue dancing our cares away. I've got music on the way from Nia Archives. Music on the way from Dragonette, Metric, Beth Ornan coming up. Coming up next, though, it is music from an R&B vocalist, multi-instrumentalist, and DJ coming out of Montreal. I am talking about Jeanette King. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Guarded, don't have to question motives, 'cause it's
So while it might not sound like it, that actually is Toronto indie rock band Metric doing their version of a children's song. The song is called Everybody Has a Talent, and that actually comes from the compilation Music is Awesome Volume 4 from Yo Gabba Gabba. Don't ask me how I even got that into my catalog of music. I think just for the fact that when I heard the Metric song, I think, oh, this is a really great, fun song. Only to realize what the album was that it came from. But it is a great, fun song, regardless of the fact that it's for children or adults. I think everybody needs to be reminded that everybody has a talent. In the middle, it is another Toronto act, Dragonette, reaching back to their 2007 debut album, Galore. We heard the song, I Get Around. And then starting that set off, it is Montreal R&B singer, songwriter, producer, DJ Jeanette King. From her album, What We Lost, we heard the title track, What We Lost. Let's keep things moving right now. It is time for UK playful singer, songwriter, Beth Wharton right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Blonde hair, blue eyed girl. Well, calm now. to grow. Uh-huh. River on the highway, I've never seen it green. It's sad, it's grumpy, it needs somewhere to play. As for me, I'll sit under the tree, cause there ain't no better place to be.
Doing a flashback here on Girly So Groovy, reaching back to 1997. It is music from the New York-based musician Imani Coppola. She released her debut album, Chupacabra, in 1997. We heard the opening track, I'm a Tree. This is a musician who hit it kind of big with a debut album in 1997. And then kind of faded a bit into the indie scene, recorded as a duo known as Little Jackie about 12 years ago, and then kind of faded out again. But one of my favorite stories about Imani Coppola is that at one point she shared a rehearsal space with Bob Dylan, and Bob Dylan commented to Imani Coppola that her recording practice disturbed him. So I don't know what that means, but I just think good for Imani Coppola to shake things up like that. Before Imani Coppola, we heard music from one of the 12 artists to be considered for Mercury Prize's Album of the Year, of course, the prestigious UK award Mercury Prize. It is drum and bass musician Nia Archives. Drum and bass music made its way in the mid to late 1990s, known as it was known as somewhat cold, dark, militant dance music. Yet nearly 30 years later, London-based singer-songwriter and producer Nia Archives, she manages to meld drum and bass and neo-soul into something originally thrilling, warm, fun, and uplifting. Definitely worthy of being considered a Mercury Prize Album of the Year. One of the 12 people mentioned for her album Silence is Loud. We heard the song Cards on the Table. And then kicking things off with that set, it is another fantastic UK singer-songwriter, Beth Orton, from her album Daybreaker. We heard the song Carmella. Lots more music to get to in the second hour. We're going to kind of shift things up. Still a little bit of a dance vein to begin, but then we move into rock and roll. But we're going to wrap up this first hour. Before wrapping up the first hour, though, I just want to remind you that you can stay in touch with Girly So Groovy all week long through our social media channels. We are on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. We're also on Instagram, you can find us there at GSG Radio with both of these social media channels. I try to post every week the playlists in print, as well as links to the musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, you can message me through both of those channels. Any requests that you have for the show, if there is a band or musician you think that deserves some girly so groovy radio love, definitely please let me know. Okay, let's wrap up this first hour. One Toronto musician who's been getting some traction here on Girly So Groovy is the Toronto alternative folk indie rock singer-songwriter Cinzia and the Eclipse. She released a fantastic indie pop EP called Springland earlier this year. We're going to listen to the song Burning right now. Again, Cinzia and the Eclipse. If you like what you hear, you can find her on Bandcamp for sure. Here is Cinzia and the Eclipse right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Just a wave that pulls you in like a tide and holds you just right. I shouldn't like it, but it's just my type. There's a fire I started. It's burning me inside out. Down to the
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klender, bringing you two full hours of fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. Coming up in the second hour, I've got music on the way from the Asteroids Galaxy Tour, Feist, Stars, Nouvelle Vague, Shannon and the Clams, Gossip, Sheer Mag. Who else do we have on the way? We have music coming up from The Pretenders, Courtney Barnett as well. But we are going to kick off the second hour with new music that we have featured, I think, already once here on the program, but so excited to get back to it. Listen, it's no argument that Annie Clark is somewhat of a musical renaissance woman. As St. Vincent, she innovatively blends rock and jazz, electronic and classical touches so well. But on her latest seventh album, All Born Screaming, St. Vincent dives even further by drawing on industrial, grunge,